Hello?
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I was calling customer support for who?
I'm sorry?
Who are you customer support for?
We are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I will have to pull up your account. May I please have your zip code?
99507.
99507?
Yes.
Okay, may I please have your first and last name?
Charlotte Hill.
Okay, allow me a brief moment to search for your account.
Okay.
Charlotte with the C.
Yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
5730 Lake Otis Parkway, 52.
Okay, thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see on November 27th, you placed the order for the Crusette, where you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74. Do you recall $5.74?
Let me see.
Do you recall placing that order?
And who was that with?
Give me just a second. Let me pull up the link that's attached to it. It says it's cookware.
Okay. Is that Publishers Clearinghouse?
Well, I'm sorry. When I pull up the link to the website, it says it's cookware. So I'm not sure if it's Publishers Clearinghouse.
Okay.
But do you recall? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to find it. Do you have a charge for December 2nd for $67.32?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that for?
Well, upon signing up on November 27th for that cruise set where you paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74, it automatically placed you in a trial, where the terms and conditions states that you have a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you're billed in full. So basically what this was, it was a chance to win that crusade. Because when I click on the link and then I go to the terms and conditions, it's saying it was an entry to win it.
For $67?
So basically, if you don't call in and cancel, you're charged in full, which is the $67.32, but every time you're charged to $67.32, it's another entry to win.
I didn't sign up for that part.
Yes, ma'am, it automatically put you in it once you paid for shipping and handling.
How do I change that? Because I did not accept to the, they said shipping and handling only.
Okay, so I can definitely go ahead and cancel out this account for you.
Will I get my money back?
So due to those terms and conditions being there upon signing up, I can offer you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
I want 100% back.
Please allow me just a brief.
Okay, what?
Please allow me just a brief moment to see what I can do for you and also get you this cancellation.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
And I'm getting my money back?
Okay, so, and as far as the money goes, okay, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
Why can't I get all of it back? I didn't sign up for it.
Yes, ma'am, but it was stated under the terms and conditions when you signed up for it.
Okay, then just give me half of it back.
Okay, would you like that cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, so that cancellation, are you ready? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so that cancellation is C as in Charlie, 262-979-294.
And how long will it take me to get that money back?
So it'll take around 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account.
And what was your name?
My name is Shawnee.
Is that an extension or?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an extension number or?
No, ma'am. My ID number is 1405. Okay.
Okay.
I sent you the 50% refund. Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Your account has been completely canceled out, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges. Is there anything else I can help you on today? I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up.
I'm sorry, you said... Okay, your account has been, and then you cut off, so I didn't know what you said.
Okay, it has been completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.